Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here at TyCon Southeast. This is a group of Thai chapters, Thai Carolinas, Thai Atlanta, and Thai Tampa, all together celebrating entrepreneurship here at the Waverly Hotel. I am with Ben Kaczynski. How'd I do, Ben?
Excellent.
All right. You're with Emory University. You're a professor over there, and you're here as a judge and a mentor. Is that right?
Yes. I've been a mentor to a number of the groups, and I'm here judging today the TYE group, which is the Thai Young Entrepreneurs, the high school group that has their competition finals running today.
So now, when you see the high school kids, are you impressed? Or are you blown away? Or is this, we've got to start worrying about that generation?
Absolutely. Wow. I think they're extraordinary. I've been involved in the 4 years we've been running it. And I can say that this current crop is extraordinary compared even to the first. We've developed quite a prospect group, very solid presentations, better than many of the
adult things you've
adult
seen in your career
and college and university. In fact, I'm going to show some of them to shame my students.
Oh, so they're videoed, so you can share them.
Yes, they are. They are captured, and so we do have a good record of them.
So now, when you work with college kids in your day job, and then you see the high school kids. Why do you think the high school kids are so good? Is it the curriculum of Thai that gets them prepared to do this?
It's the curriculum and training. They're trained for this moment, and they're trained by practitioners and mentors that are raise in them the passion that they're leveraging and bringing by their own selection of the projects that they work on. And they do marvelous presentations. I commend them all the time. Using Prezi and so forth. I tell them I want to hear a story, not an argument. And too many students, especially MBA students, like to give arguments.
So when you're saying an argument, they're kind of getting defensive and they're defending
To
it?
Me, it's PowerPoint versus Prezi.
So Prezi is more interactive and conversational, or there's a dialogue?
In Prezi presentations, as with keynotes, say, in the Mac world, you lead yourself to tell a storyline rather than to make a series of arguments via a series of slides.
Oh, bullet points and things like
that. Yes, sir. So I find it tends to lead them to a better presentation.
So if I'm taking a class with you, I should use Prezi? Is that a tip for your students?
It's a subtle hint I give to my students. In fact, some will be presenting this week, so if there's anyone listening,
I hope they're listening.
I suggest Prezi.
If you got a PowerPoint, what, you're at an 80
right off the bat?
Oh,
they're at the deficit from the beginning.
So now, what do you enjoy most about being involved with Thai?
I'm involved in so many dimensions of Thai, especially as a charter member. I am involved in quite a number of the activities, including the university competition, which we're having for the first year this time.
That's right. It started out as high school kids only, and this is the first year where they've allowed college-age kids to participate.
Exactly. It's a different stream, so it's a different competition, but it's from schools all over the region. The universities that are a part of that active competition.
And so when you got involved with Thai, what spurred you to Thai? Like, how'd you hear of it? How'd you know to get involved?
Well, so many of my colleagues and friends have been involved in Thai for many years.
So it was peer pressure.
And many of the companies that I've worked with, been on the board of Harbinger, in town here, New Bridges, and working with quite a number of companies I've encountered and worked with, and had become friends with quite a number of the people that are Thai leaders.
Now, when you're in a university and you're working, I guess you do some research, right?
Yes.
So companies are coming up to you and going, hey, that's interesting research. Why don't we work together on this project?
Well, often they'll read some papers that I've published and have questions about it. As a computer science background, I've always stayed in the middle between science side and business practice. I'm on the board of one public company, and as they said, they invited me because of my consulting analytic skills, but invited me to the board because of my business strategy skills.
So now, what's a relationship with you like at that? What, like, they reach out to you, I guess they read one of your papers, they see you're a pretty smart guy.
Well, often the network, it's word of mouth more often than not that people in different cities or different industries hear about a background or issues and perceptions, things that I write about.
So they send you an email, or there's somebody introduces you to them?
Usually introduction via email or direct connect.
And then you just chat to see if there's a fit there, if you can work together?
I think you're always testing each other. You're always testing each other, whether I should be interested in you and whether you should be interested in me. So it's a relationship forming environment by which you're constantly testing to what extent you get my model, and I find you can inform the evolution of my company, whatever it might be. They're always looking for that advisory perception.
Have you ever seen something in one of the either the Thai TYE kids or the university kids that you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a stab with one of these groups. Well,
actually, we hope that a number of them start rolling out into actual projects and company activities. I was asked to sit on a board of advisors for a company today. From one that was last year's as well.
Are you still doing this dance?
No, I'll help definitely.
Definitely.
On that one, I've already offered their. Though they're applying for their 501c, and so they need the network and halo of support activities.
So you're glad to help?
Absolutely happy to help when their quality, integrity, the social interest by especially the millennial generation group is is in everything they do. And so often they're a natural.
So what's that conversation when you tell your family of, hey, I met these high school kids, I think I'm going to be on their board?
Well, I have no kids, so I have a wife, so that conversation is a bilateral conversation.
That sounds like Ben. That sounds like something Ben would do.
No, right. Certainly she asks... is there any money in it? And I say no, unfortunately.
It's the joy of helping the youth, right?
She said she would say certainly. Well, balance that with ones that offer some finance.
So your experience with Thai has been good. You like working with this group, and you like being involved with your friends, I guess, friends here at Thai.
Thai is so important, especially from the Atlanta standpoint for our entrepreneurship. We've had many organizations that have been ephemeral, that have come and gone, and some consolidate into such large organizations there, fairly ineffective. But the energy level that's continuous in Thai and in the Thai membership, and the refreshing of new events, new processes, is very rich. So I'm very happy to work with my friends and help them in this environment.
And do you think that more people in university should get involved in Thai, that there's a benefit for them by being active in this group?
Absolutely. They should definitely do so. And we don't have enough of those links over to the universities. Critical aspect is getting the universities and the deans to recognize the value in that and being a contributing factor. In my case, being a distinguished university chair professor, I have more degrees of freedom.
Yeah, more latitude to do that, right?
Than others might have in doing that. And the deans need to recognize that value and let others, encourage others to.
How can we make that happen? What do you think, Ben? There's a project worth pursuing.
We are currently in a dean search right now at the Gosueto Business School at Emory University. And we will have a new dean coming in the fall. And I fully expect to bring a conversation to a dialogue to that.
All right. Well, let's see. You have nothing to pitch, right? You don't have a website. You don't have anything.
No, sir.
Just Emory. I'm go to Emory.
Pitch tie. That's my peeps.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of this today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing.
This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few for TyCon Southeast 2014.